The ready list comprises four very simple instructions that you consciously give to yourself. Stop, relax the mind. See, relax the eyes. Breathe, relax the breathing. Soft and tall, relax into being human. The list can be used in any situation and is probably most useful when it's used in activity and when used to ease your passage through intense emotions. The list can also be formulated as three questions, which will be discussed at the end. Now it's time to learn the ready list. It's simple, but it's very important that you understand what we mean when we tell ourselves stop, see, breathe, soft and tall. For now, we want to keep things very practical. The information that follows should be enough for you to be able to try out the ready list for yourself, whenever you wish. When going about your daily life, you'll probably find that simply thinking the words of the ready list can be very effective. It may be a preferable way of using the list when you're in the presence of others. Feel free to experiment though, and see if speaking the list out loud affects you differently. The first and most important instruction is to stop in order to relax the mind. This enables us to find a small, relatively quiet internal space from which we can then decide to use the rest of the ready list. As an experiment, try this a few times. First, notice how you're feeling. What emotions are you present to? What is your mind doing right now? Is it racing, for example? Now simply tell yourself to stop. Be sure to think it, or say it if you prefer, with conviction. You might just find that things do actually stop, although possibly not for long. Giving yourself this micro space can be a relief, but is so much more effective when you then take advantage of this tiny pause. Once you feel ready to move forward, think stop, and then think see, and follow the next procedure. Seeing allows us to relax the eyes. When we're feeling under pressure, unsafe, or even simply concentrating, we often find ourselves staring. Our eyes become fixed, our pupils dilate, and we can lose some of our peripheral vision. Notice if this is true for you. It's possible to break into this pattern of staring by consciously choosing to look at something, ideally something in the distance or across the room. To practice this now, think stop and raise your eyes up and look at something very specific that is some distance away from you. As you do this, think see and take an interest in whatever it is that you are seeing. Notice the shape, the colour, where it's located relative to what's around it. In fact, look at it as if it's something you've never seen before. Imagine now that your vision widens and expands. You're still seeing the object of your attention, but your vision widens in all directions, like concentric circles moving outwards when a stone is dropped into still water. Imagine that your eyes relax. Allow the view before you to flow into your eyes. Pause for a moment and simply take a note of how you're feeling. You can even try the same activity a few times, really noticing how it feels while you're doing it. What is happening with your eyes? Are you present to any emotions? This exercise can also be practiced in the dark or with your eyes closed. Simply use your imagination and visualize anything that makes you feel peaceful. Once you've tried this a few times, and once you're ready to do so, move on to the next instruction and add that experience to your list. Stage 3 is breathe. Another thing that many people commonly do when concentrating, feeling unsafe or feeling under pressure, is to hold their breath. Perhaps you've caught yourself doing this at times. Before you add breathe into the ready list, try practicing it on its own a few times first. Breathing is a function of the downstairs primitive brain, but is also a function that we can consciously control with the upstairs conscious brain. We suggest you practice consciously taking a full, deep breath in the following way. First, allow your mouth to gently open. Slowly breathe out through your mouth. Do not blow the air out as if you're blowing down a straw or whistling. Instead, keep your jaw and lips relaxed. Breathing out first, before you consciously take a deep breath in, will help ensure the lungs are as empty as possible. Many people try to breathe in when the lungs are already partially full, and this can create a feeling of breathlessness. At the end of your out-breath, pause until your body signals it needs to breathe again. This can be a very short interval, or even a surprisingly long one. Observe it with interest. Your body knows when it needs to breathe in. Just let it get on with it. Allow your breath to come in through your nose without any sort of sniffing sound until your lungs feel full of air. If you can hear the air coming in, it might mean that you're trying to sniff the air in which case you are tightening and thus narrowing the muscles around your nasal passageways. So just relax and let the breath do its own thing. Pause briefly at the end of your in-breath, just for a moment. Now breathe out again through your mouth, very slowly. How slowly can you breathe out? Remember not to blow the air out. Let it leave your lungs gently and slowly. Once you've tried this a few times, and once you're ready to do so, move on to the final instruction and complete the ready list. The final instruction is soft and tall to help us relax into being human and find a sense of balance. With this instruction, you're going to give your body the opportunity to balance itself. We hope that you'll eventually have the experience of working with an Alexander Technique teacher who can use a very gentle and guiding touch to help you to reliably experience soft and tall. However, for now, you'll certainly be able to create your own sort of experience by following these instructions. Allowing your body to balance itself here is the crucial step. Mostly when learning something new, we engage ourselves with thoughts and actions to actively make something happen. This usually results in some sort of motor activity in the body, some sort of doing more. Here, however, we're asking you to try doing less and to see how that works out for you. It can be an interesting and sometimes challenging adventure. We suggest that perhaps you take a moment to contemplate what we've just suggested, that you allow the body to come into balance rather than try to make something happen. Now let's experiment. Sit in a firm chair with a flat seat or stand up. Whether you sit or stand, make sure you have both feet flat on the floor, roughly a hip width apart. If standing, tune into the sense of your feet connecting with the ground. Ideally, remove your shoes for a clearer experience of this. Notice where the weight of your body is on your feet. Try moving your pelvis backwards a little and see if that alters the balance of your weight. Adjust your pelvis backwards or forwards until you can feel weight on your feet in the area where the heel ends and the arch of the foot begins. Where do you feel you are in space? Quite possibly you now feel that you are leaning forwards. Maybe not. Everyone is different. If you can, look in a full-length mirror or get someone to observe you and compare how you feel with what you can see. If sitting, as well as being aware of your feet flat on the ground, bring your awareness also to your sitting bones. This is the area at the base of the pelvis that you can usually feel connecting with the seat, assuming the seat is firm and not sloped backwards. If the seat is sloped, the pelvis will roll down the slope and put a strain on your lower back. When you're comfortable, think the words soft and tall. Imagine that your shoulders are melting and drooping, perhaps like warm, runny custard. What are you present to in your body when you think this? Check to see that only your shoulders are melting downwards and you are not collapsing your torso. Maybe allow a deep breath to happen at this point without engaging your shoulders in the breathing process. Just let them hang there if you can. Imagine a soft and gentle hand spread wide across your upper chest, allowing it to find space. Imagine a hand gently hovering above the very top of your head, and think of your head floating gently upwards towards this hovering hand, like a floating balloon. Now come back to the awareness of your sitting bones. Imagine that they are melting into the seat that supports them. What are you present to in your body when you think this? If you're experiencing any tightness in your muscles, any sense of straining or pushing, just relax. Renew the thoughts of your shoulders melting and your head floating upwards. But please don't try to make something happen here. Even just having the thoughts soft and tall will have some small effect. Once this is comfortable and you feel ready, you can now try to put the whole list together, letting each instruction run into the next. Here's a tip to help. When you allow the breath to come in with the instruction breathe, time it so that as you breathe out, you are thinking soft and tall. This might help you to release into being soft and tall. Try it to see if it helps. And to remind you, here are the four instructions of the ready list in order once more. Stop to relax the mind. See, relax the eyes. Breathe, relax the breathing. Soft and tall, relax into being human. For the purposes of the above experiment, you are advised to sit or stand. However, the ready list is meant to be used in activity. Once you're familiar with all the stages, then it'll be time to apply the list freely into your daily life. And finally, here's another way you can use the ready list in the form of three questions that you can ask yourself. First, you stop, then ask, am I seeing? Am I breathing? Am I balancing? And notice what effect this has on you, both in stillness and in activity.